Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is Alternate Wednesday. You know, when we alternate between phone calls and
Facebookers.
So, Facebookers, you could definitely be on board for a reading before you know it. And blog talkers, please get in the queue, because the sooner you do, the better your chances are to get a reading before the end of the show. I want to remind everybody that we're using ordinary playing cards, okay? So please don't confuse them with tarot cards, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. We could deal poker right now with this deck, okay? But they are reserved only for readings. All right, now I'm going to turn you over to Jim.
Oh, that was fast. Okay.
Well, I didn't mention, y'all are pretty well aware that I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. It's standard for me. Others have their own standard practice when they are doing a show along the lines of this one. So I just need a moment or so, but it gives me a chance to get more of a look at you than like three cards, five cards, however many they deal out. I'd really rather see a little of your past, about the present, and of course into the future. Now, do bear in mind that these are only sample readings. If you want a full reading with lots of layouts and a lot of discussion about the insights, book a reading with me on my website. I'll be very happy to get with you. Okay, so Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight in various platforms, either they're listening to us on Blog Talk one way or the other, or they're joining us with Facebook tonight. If you are international, let us know anytime you roll into the show or we take your call and you're international. Let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs as we see and hear from you. We'll start out with the folks that are already here tonight. We have Laura, a great white north in Canada, our neighbor to the north. And we also have Terry Sue over in the United Kingdom in England, the land of the Ings. All right. Anytime anybody else rocks in, we'll give them international shout-outs. We'll work them in. It doesn't always have to be at the beginning. It can be even at the end. But we recommend not showing up at the end because, hey, probably not going to get a reading. All right, number time, 515-602-9676. Number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you will hear a message that says, you can listen on a show while you wait, or whatever that English bitch says. I don't know.
Don't call her a bitch.
Well, I could use worse words, so I think it's a nice word. It's really, nowadays, that's almost not even a bad word now. You know, it's just, It is, you know, bad. I used to really be a bad thing to call in a long time, but now it's just like a chick. I don't use, when I say it, I don't say it in a negative way. So I apologize anyway that takes it in a negative way. To me, it's like a chick, but it's just joking. It's more of a joking thing to me, you know.
Well, it's a female dog.
And that's something because, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but it ain't that. We know that. Oh, Julie is also in the land of Ing. I thought it was a different Julie that was with us tonight. I apologize. We have no other Julies, too.
Did you catch
Rachel? International shout-out to Julie in England, another land of Ings.
And we have Rachel.
And Rachel rocked in from Australia, the land down under. All right, anyway, when you call that number, 515-602-9676,
wow,
you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. You can listen to the show while you wait. I tested it. It's working. Bottom line, if you have silence ever, that's a problem. Hang up and call back. Probably fix it. If not, keep trying. That means we're working on it. But problems are few and far between. They had some major outages, like, I don't know, it was around Christmas time or something. It was horrible. And they seen him, and they had one again this weekend. When was it? Was it Monday? Monday they had an outage that lasted at least Monday. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. So anyway, hang up, call back if you hear silence. Silence is not good in this case. Facebookers, and I'll let everybody else know, like Deb mentioned, it is alternate Wednesday. So there is no if we go to you folks. We will be alternating between phone calls and Facebook Live readings. So we recommend, Laura from another English. Laura is with us. We have lots of the people from the Ings. Yes, we like Ings.
What does that mean to you?
English, I think that's where they got their... I don't know. You'd have to ask them. They know more about their history than I ever could dream of, so...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of land...
I don't know if they've called... I don't know if it's which is chicken or egg. I don't know if they're English because they're from England, or they call it England because they are English. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know what came first. So,
well,
I
suppose also we don't study that as we're growing up.
Can if you're in college, you could take. I in high school, I took Russian studies. I studied Russia.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really cool. You learn a lot of stuff from Russian
Aren't
studies.
They kind of barbarians from their past.
Oh, I mean, everybody was barbarians in the past. That was survival. Man, life was cruel. Everybody complains now. Life is tough. No, it was tough back then. I ain't as tough anymore as I used to be. Okay. Anyway, we'll turn to Facebookers. You just have to stand by. It's going to happen. And we're going to alternate, so it'll happen multiple times. Just be patient. Don't do anything until we throw it out there officially. I will type it in the Facebook Live chat thing, log thingamabobber, and we will verbalize it to you.
Well,
so
let me ask.
Don't call in early. I'm not done talking, Deborah.
Okay, don't call in
Laura,
early.
I feel like I thought I spoke English to somebody from England. Don't do that.
Not yet. We'll let you know.
Don't do that.
And I'd like to ask Terry.
That's an example of what not to do. Why can't I finish talking?
Because this is going to disappear, and I don't want her to feel neglected. Anyway, Terry Sue, you're divided into four parts. Do all parts like each other?
That couldn't wait, really.
No. Or do you compete with each other under a different flag? Just curious. All right, we'll have to let her.
Should we wait? Because we had to stop everything for that.
No, I don't think we must. All right, Jim, take us away.
I got to rewind the shit in my head now to figure out where the hell I was. That will not happen again because I will no longer trust her about something being important because that was not important. You can ask that anytime, anywhere, any place.
Where's the rewind button?
Oh, in my brain. God damn it. Let's see here. I guess that's it for the protocols and whatnot. No, it is not. See, you almost jacked me up here. When you hear that sound, no matter what platform you're getting your reading from, that means that it's coming to an end. Your reading, that is coming to an end. Let it end when you hear that. Don't make me double harp you. That means you have failed. You should only do it once and let it end. And it also signifies that you're getting a healing angel card today. That is the deck of choice. Healing angel card. A single card from the deck before we move on to the next poison. All right. Today also is on the alternate Wednesday. It is National Sticky Bun Day.
Now, those are good.
Yeah. Lots of sugar. And then, interesting, it's card reading day, but not these kind of cards. It's like greeting cards that somebody gives you, but it's still kind of interesting. It's card reading, you know, if you take it at the value that it's at, it is what it is. And all over the place, it's all different various language days, international, mother language,
language
day. I guess the language of your culture, your heritage, your mother language. Yes. Yeah. And language movement day. So a whole bunch of stuff like that. So it's a big language day. So everybody say something in your language, call somebody an asshole in your language, whatever it is. Celebrate. That's what I would say. All right. Do you have anything else that you need to get off your mind there? Deb?
No, I think I'm good. But I like Terry Sue's explanation, you know, about the different sections of their world. Yeah.
It's similar to us states. We have a state government and we have a federal government.
But we have states that nobody likes.
That's not true.
Like West Virginia.
Everybody I know from West Virginia likes that state a lot.
Wisconsin.
Same thing. Everybody from Wisconsin loves it.
Arkansas.
They like it too. Yeah, see if you can make any more enemies out there while you're at it. You know what? I really don't care about the state. There's jackwads in every single state, and there's really cool people in every single state. There is. It is what it is.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
The land you live in. Land you live in is what it is. All right. Speaking of, I don't know what we're speaking of. We're going to take our first caller. It's a country code of 44, which tells me it's England. Is this Deep?
Yes. Hello. Hi, Jim. This is Deep.
Hey, international shout out to Deep in England. All right. Well, welcome, my friend. You are the caller number one.
Yes. It's wonderful
Thank you.
To hear from you. Yes. So tell us. What would be on your mind?
Yes, indeed. It is your reading. What would you like to know?
Yeah, sure. Before I ask my question, I would like to say that about the England and origin of the word English and England. So they share a common origin linked to the Angles, who were a Germanic tribe who migrated to Britain in the 5th century. England comes from the Old English term Angla land, which literally translates to land of the Angles.
Okay.
Land of the what?
Angles, who were the Germanic tribe.
Sorry.
There's a delay time, Deb. Give him a chance. Could you repeat that? Land of what again?
Land of the Angles, who were a Germanic tribe who migrated to Britain.
Yeah, back when he said, of course, that 5th century, we're really cranking the clock back. There was a lot of Germanic tribes all over Europe, and you know, nobody, and even in England too, for the longest time, they weren't united there either, you know, and there were like various little expansions, tribes or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, all right. Well, thank you for that history lesson. I did not know that the Germanic tribes back then actually migrated up there and did that, but it makes sense. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's good to know. Because over here, we only really study our own history.
Well, no, we have international history too that we study.
I wouldn't say unless you go forward with that.
That would be secondary education, yes. Absolutely, right.
All right, then. What can we do for you, Deep?
Yeah. I wanted to ask Deborah, a cat turned up about 3 days back, and he seems to be quite happy living with me, and I'm feeding him, looking after him. He doesn't want to go. So two questions. One is his owner looking for him? Do I need to find his owner? How he does seem to be a bit wobbly and disoriented. So I don't know. He's not sick, but I think is there anything inherently wrong with him, like nervous system kind of issues?
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, yeah. Cats are such independent creatures, a lot of them, you know?
But they do have distinct characteristics if they are not well.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about it. But, I mean, obviously, if he sees some disorder, cat is usually oriented, I should say. They're very focused. They're very balance-wise. They're incredible creatures. So if you see a little instability, obviously there's something going on there.
Is he feral by any chance? I mean, you know.
Did he appear to come from a home like all well kept and not beaten up or anything, or did he appear maybe to be a stray?
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have any injuries. He's very gentle, and he's like he is not scared of humans, but he seems a bit disoriented. Like he has to smell his way to the bowl, even if it's in the same room, to his food.
Oh, I wonder. You know what? We had somebody that could be a blind cat.
Yeah, we have a relative that adopted one.
What do you think about vision?
Could be a problem, but it's not. It's still there. He can still see, but could be.
I got you. So you know he's not blind because you can do a little test by putting something in front of him that doesn't
have
to know.
I've done that. It's for me.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Deb?
I think, from what I see in your card, that this cat wants to be with you, wants very much to live with you, and of course, you could go on a search for ownership, but truthfully, I am picking up from the cat that he wasn't very well cared for where he was. So
Now, sometimes they say pets adopt their owners. Sometimes they say that.
And the act is that he ran away. He ran away.
Yeah, my dad, growing up as a kid, we had a dog that was like, it was a neighbor that lived, well, two doors down is like a half a mile where we lived. And he just came over and the guy goes, he must have been this. He seems like you're a Blackie.
Oh, okay.
He was actually some other guy. But so sometimes, anyway, sometimes a pet will adopt the people. Like Deb, it could be not necessarily abuse, but if Deb has the cars, but sometimes they just are happier in a different environment. So what do you got? Is that what
you
got?
That's why I think he ran away. He didn't like the way he was being kept over there. if you bring him in for an examination with a veterinarian, they would be able to tell you if it's chipped.
If it's chipped, they automatically do that, I think, with pets.
I don't think he's going to be chipped.
They run. Well, people have to pay for that. That ain't free. But yeah, and I don't know how popular that is in England, chipping pets. I don't know.
I don't think he's chipped either.
Okay. All right. So you
another thing now. I actually helped a lady on the internet. Didn't really know her, but she was pleading for somebody to help her with a cat that she had that seemed to have eye issues. And she had seen the veterinarian. They suggested some medicine, and it's not like they have drug insurance, you know, for animals. So she needed some money. And it wasn't much. I sent her the little bit of money that she needed. And her cat now sees absolutely fine. It was some sort of inner
It was like an
infection.
It was like an eye infection of some type. In that particular cat. And I don't know if that cat... I don't think that cat had any disorientation qualities. I think it just had maybe junk coming out or something. But yeah. So you basically that you don't really feel that he should go out of it, kill himself trying to find the owner.
No, I think the kitty wants to be with you, Deep.
And if somebody is looking for a cat, the fact that you have it, if they come knocking, well, then you have it and you've done your job.
Yeah, you're taking good care.
There's not a tag on it. If there's a tag on it, you call the tag. You know what I say? Callers with tags and whatnot. So I would be myself. I have no cards. I would be prepared. I would if you get attached to something, you feel bad when people show up. That's happened to us before when I grew up.
Have you given him a name?
Yes. Yeah. I call him Digri. It's basically a tiger.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear it.
Basically, he's like a tiger.
Yeah. Oh, now we know what he looks like. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Do you know if his owner is nearby, somewhere nearby, not too far, or is it?
I think the cat has been out a long time. Excuse me. And I think that it's malnourished. Did you notice that it didn't turn away from food? Did he want food?
He is none. Mm-hmm, he does, yeah. He has even porridge. I've not seen him having porridge.
All right. Well, he probably was dehydrated, maybe got very cold.
Which also tells you he's not a stray.
No.
Right. And a lot of times strays, they may hang out a little bit, get some food, but they want to go back out and be strays. A lot of them, that's in their blood. So the fact that he's adopted Deep means he's pretty happy with his home right now. So
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
He still has his claws?
He does, yes. I've not clipped it much.
Okay. Because over here, any house cat basically is declawed.
It's up to the people.
Which isn't a very nice thing.
I've had many of pets that have climbed on my lap, and I could tell you they were not declawed.
Yeah.
When they dug them into my leg.
If they get out of the house, they have no way to defend themselves.
Right, that's why I left that. Yeah, he has some ticks.
I would never declaw. I would never declaw an animal. I would never declaw an animal myself either. You know, nah.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you
well,
see his owner at some point?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was that?
Sorry. Do you see his owner turning up and asking for him at some point, or finding him somewhere when we take him out?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. I think he is just on the street. He's homeless and on the street.
Yeah, and, you know, if you don't see anybody actively looking for him, maybe they weren't really into the cat to begin with.
They weren't. They didn't take very good care of him, and he ran away. You know, so
Some people get cats because it's like, I sure would like to have a pet, but I sure would like a pet I don't have to do shit with and care about.
Or they want it to catch
because it's self-sufficient. Or somebody gave it to them or whatever. Or they had a girlfriend that left and they got a cat together. And then she goes, well, yeah. I can't take the cat. You're stuck with a cat. The guy's like, I don't want the goddamn cat. So, yeah. All right, well, here you go, Deep. Your healing angel card subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul. And so it will come to be. So visualize, imagine what you want. It says the life you want, but it could be anything you want, I suppose. And enjoy, visualize and feel it, believe.
Yeah, and enjoy your new little house.
And it shall come to pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we love our little pet friends are dear to us. And we hope that you keep your new friend and that you stay together a long time.
And good thing your kitty found you. There are such cruel people in this world.
And just life in general is cruel, too. Yeah, cats.
Yeah, I can't believe
not all animals are savvy with traffic and stuff in cars and stuff like that. So, yep. All right, well, good luck to you, my friend. All
Rachel
right.
from Australia is telling Deep here that if he gives the cat back, it's going to bolt again. Yeah.
Well, if it really was unhappy, yeah, of course it's going to do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a damn tootin'.
And they will find you.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't move, it knows exactly where to find him, especially.
My dad had a Bernard female. He kept trying to give up. Well, he was selling her because she was every breed worthy. And that, okay, you know the distance. From Two Harbors all the way to, Scanlon, we'll say.
I don't know where Scanlon is. So.
That's way up beyond Cloquet.
Up.
Just so you know. Wow. I mean, we're talking a big distance.
Well, it's south of Two Harbors.
And the next day, he'd open the door, and there she'd be, laying right there on the step.
That's called a sign.
That she better stay.
Right. Yes.
And Terry Sue, I agree with you, and I think cats are incredibly intelligent. And no wonder, what was it? The
Egyptians. Probably, maybe other cultures too, but Egyptians, yeah. they had a lot of their paintings involved cats. They worshipped them, yeah.
Yeah.
They did indeed. All right.
All righty then.
Let's keep on in. Real
Let's
quick. Oh,
here.
I pray. Oh, sorry, I got to go back.
Okay.
Facebook. Toss it out, Facebooker's Messenger. Deborah Lee now. First one through is the winner, and then we will stop with taking any more calls until the next round. So the door's open, and then we will go back to the phones. I forgot Deb caught me.
Yep.
I caught myself. It's like simultaneously. I was like, right when
Excuse
she said
me.
It, too.
If Laura is still here, Laura Ford.
Or whoever, we're going to take the first one. But it won't be the last, so don't panic if you don't get to be the first. We shall do others. The night is young. But we're not going to wait too long because we'll come back. We'll go to take the phones. Phone lines are ready and waiting. So we'll wait about another 60 seconds, and then we'll go back to the phones. But we will come back again to you folks. Dun, 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 dun.
The thing is with cats, they have a mind of their own. And a dog, it seems like you can train it.
Typically, dogs are pretty much right down the middle of the road. You know what they're going to be. Some cats are very homey and cool. Some cats are just got that wild nuts look in their eyes and they're crazy and they want to be out all the time and run around and get in trouble and then come back later when they're done.
Wow.
You just don't know. And so yeah, some cats just want to knock all your shit over, which I cannot tolerate. That's why I don't have a cat. Plus, dog would eat it maybe. So.
Well, I think if they all started out as little youngins.
Yes. You can raise any little things together, and typically they'll be happy together when they grow up.
All right,
yes.
Who's going to call us on the messenger?
All right, I'm going to go. I'm shutting the door.
Okay.
It's been, all right, we're going to shut the door and take the phone, so we'll open the floor back up again. Now we also go to area code 630 in Illinois. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a surgery date yet?
No, today I went for my biopsy, and then it'll be a week for them to get the results back. And then I go next month, which is like a couple of weeks away, to talk to the specialist who's going to be doing the surgery, the surgeon, and then on that day we're going to get the date, unless they see something in the biopsy that makes them want to schedule it sooner, but just waiting on that.
Sure. Roger that.
Are you going to be convalescing for a long time? Or to have they said recovery is going to be pretty quick?
You think it's going to be quick?
No. Well,
she's asking you, what have they told you?
60 days that I'm going to be... They said that it's kind of a major surgery. It'll be like 60 days, so I'll be off my feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap. I mean, off your feet? Or not like back
That's
to... I mean,
you
can't even get up and go pee.
No, I'll probably be able to get up and go pee, but I'm not going to be able to, like, do very much.
Got
like, I'm
exactly,
not...
Gonna, right.
Like, you
yep.
know what I'm saying? Like,
yep,
it's
know what you're saying.
Be,
Roger that.
You know, just be careful, I guess, for a little while.
International shout-out to Jeanette in Canada, Great White North, another person from our neighbor to the north.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. What would you like to
yes,
know?
Indeed. What would
my,
you like
my
to know?
Okay. Okay, so on Friday we left off with kind of a surprise at the end of my reading where it was about the, because like the phone kind of cut out or whatever. So it was about the two people and like the third party interference or whatever over here. But you know, the vibe has really changed over here. Like those two people, they haven't been around. They haven't seen anything. So I was wondering if, you could just clarify that like, situation only because like my surgery's coming up and I can't deal with like any kind of moving or anything like that right now. Like I have to stay here.
Oh,
I feel
no,
like everybody pretty much likes
yeah.
me. You know what I mean? I don't feel like it's going to be any kind of issue like that. I feel like the majority of the people do like me here.
Well, I think that you've got a pretty friendly and nice personality yourself. So.
Is that the place that has a lot of old folks in it? Is this the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure. I can't keep shit straight, so I have to do all the different calls.
And
calls
they
we get.
Tend to be prejudicial.
Well, yeah, old people definitely. The older you get, the average, they're kind of set in their ways about certain things. Yep. Right or wrong, that's
I've
sometimes
just,
very much the case.
Well, and they might have a lot of...
I've just been laying low.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have to be afraid of your neighbors. You know, you live there too.
Well, I think the one scratched my car, and I know that, like, a couple of them tried to report Cupid to the leasing office, but the people see me with Cupid every day, all day. I mean, Cupid is... you couldn't ask for a better dog. So,
he's a peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little peanut.
Yeah, he's 15 years old. He's not doing anything.
Right, yeah, he's retired. Right.
No,
exactly.
You don't have a man caretaker or a manager there. Is one of them a man?
Yeah, the maintenance guy, but he likes me.
Oh, yes. In fact, he's spoken to them. Because they have gossiped about you. And he has said, no, you guys aren't basically the power people here anymore. We're infiltrating with, you know, younger.
Oh, he's talking to the older residents that have been there forever and ever.
He's letting them know that you don't want to be too much of a curmudgeon person here because that you could end up getting kicked out.
Sure.
So, no, he has spoken.
On your behalf.
Yeah, and they have listened. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it takes people with a certain handle on language.
That is it. Indeed,
it is.
Indeed.
Love that.
I haven't heard that for a while.
Me neither. I always thought that was something dirty, but then I read up.
That's French language. When you hear a sentence of French language, it could be filthy, it could be nice, or they could be saying something as simple as that chair smells funny. But it all sounds like, well, it all sounds fancy, fancy.
It does. And when Italian people are talking to each other, they sound like they're fighting to me.
Well, that in Spanish, too, when they're really going to – and Asian language.
Oh, Asians, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to even pick up on the syllables when they're really rolling it. And you know what? Other cultures probably think the same thing about us when we talk.
Oh, I'm sure.
Foreign languages, when you don't really understand them, it's like, whoa, slow down. Yep. All right, anyway, back to the lady's reading.
Yeah, I think that the way has been cleared for you not to, you know, get any more headaches from those people. And you don't do anything. You know, she's not rolling in beer kegs, that kind of thing. She's not out there smoking that nasty weed. Ugh. I don't know why they can't make it smell like, you know, like lavender.
Flowers.
Yeah, no control over something smelling when it burns.
Instead of that skunk weed. Oh,
a lot of people don't like it smell, and they eat it. They put edibles because they don't like the smell either.
Because
they don't like it stinking up their house and their clothes, so they do edibles, yeah.
Anyways, I want you to know that your surgery is starting to come through. And it looks to me like it's going to be like poop through a goose. Yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be easy.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be pretty easy for you. And that man that's back home where you came from, that last, he wants to stay in touch with you. Remember that one
back
that
home,
I said?
Where I came from.
No, I don't know what you'd call it. Back to Wisconsin, Illinois.
Who are you talking about, Dave?
Which guy?
The guy that you mentioned you were going to send him a message.
Oh, and no. He's in Miami. That guy's in Miami.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just thinking the wrong direction.
North, south, what's the difference?
Who said that?
Nobody.
No.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
Like,
I said that.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I think I just leave like a trail of broken hearts when you know, I don't know. I'm like unforgettable, right? But, I mean, okay, so the guy in Miami, what about him?
He would like to maintain a friendship with you, despite how far apart you are. But you're kind of closer now, you know.
I'm really not that far from him, actually.
No, you really aren't.
Or shit.
Aren't you in North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds like 800 miles, but yeah. I mean, I could drive to Miami and...
Yeah.
Did you see all those signs? Or what's the name of that place? Not Carlos. Did you see all those signs for...
South of the border. That's in South Carolina.
That was supposed to... Yeah, but as you...
Pedro, oh, you're coming... You're 20 miles till you get south of the border, Pedro's. Yeah.
That was supposed to be like a Mexican at Disneyland. That's what he wanted it to be. The guy who, if any of you have driven, you know, down the East Coast, you've seen this place.
If you go through South Carolina on 95, they have signs forever.
I don't know what
and
you're talking about. I've been there.
You haven't
done
you, and you have driven with your eyes closed. You have driven with your eyes closed because those billboards on 95 South, they're like every 2 or 3 miles when you get close to this place called South of the Border.
Stop it, South of the Border.
Right on the interstate, no matter if you're going north or south, they're all over the place. Google it.
Okay.
I mean, the guy had a great idea. He went and bought like thousands of dollars of Mexican souvenirs. They used to have lizards.
And
the
big motel complex. And it's a shadow of what he thought it was going to be. But the billboards are still there. So they made those pretty sturdy.
Yeah, and you can stop there. But, ooh, it's just really creepy. Anyway, you didn't see him in the sky.
The guy in Miami, I feel like he keeps track of me online. Like, I feel like he always keeps track of me. But all he has to do is call me. But he knows if he calls me, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong, and I don't know if he's ready for that. So,
well, but let me.
Woo, doggy, on like Donkey Kong.
Under sure to come true here, you've got this little thing here of a sexual nature that I suggest you don't engage in anything like that till the doctor gives you the A-OK.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's probably thinking down the road anyway, I bet. But, yeah.
I so mean, gonna... he is a little older, so I'm I probably would make him wait anyway, but that's very good advice.
Well, it might seem like it's great exercise.
Sexercising.
However.
Bedroom Olympics.
That would be hard on your back.
Well, and just the whole that whole abdominal area.
I mean, you'd have to lay there like a stiff.
That whole lower abdominal area would be a problem. Yeah, you got immediate concerns right now to take care of. Yes.
Yeah. So save that because it shows the four clubs here. That means a big setback, but it's pertaining to sexual activity. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, real quick. All right, lady. All right. Here is your
Thank
healing
you.
Angel card. Subject of your healing angel card is destiny. Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light.
I love that.
That is your destiny is to blossom. In other words, your destiny is you are not there yet. You're on your way still to your destiny, and it will be greater.
Thank you so much. Thank you both so much.
Well, we appreciate you holding. Yes, we noticed that you were you were holding very early. We love it. Thank you so much for holding and being patient.
Yes, and don't let those grumpy residents bother you.
Yeah, screw them.
They've been told.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Honey.
And call again. Yeah. Don't be a stranger.
Good to hear from you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Until we talk again. All righty. I'm throwing it out there. It is Facebook Messenger time, folks. Alternate Wednesday, and we are alternated to the Facebookers. The first person to Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, will get the next reading. They shall have the floor. We'll wait a couple minutes. We give up. We know there's delays and whatnot, and firing up Messenger doesn't necessarily that quick. So we'll wait a couple minutes. Oh, and there we go.
Laura.
We have one. The way is shut.
Okay.
Take it, Deb. Take it.
Hi.
Hey.
Greetings from London.
Yes.
Hello, my
friends. It looks like it's cold there.
Maybe it's cold out there.
It's cold. Hi, everyone on Facebook. Hi.
Yes, Laura is with us. But don't they give you heat?
Plus, I'm sure that the heat isn't free, so you want to, use that.
Well,
with
you may be sure it's not free in this country.
Oh, it's not free. I don't think it's free anywhere on this earth. It's not free in this country either.
Fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down.
It all depends on your source, if it's electric or gas or whatever. Yep, propane, there's different forms of the heat. Yep.
Now, please tell us what has you calling us? What's on your mind?
On my mind, yes. You touched on a few things last time. Brother and sister relationship, you were completely right. Spot on.
Thank you.
And
thank
also
you.
About the gentleman. Look, you're completely on the wrong. You're spot on the point as well. So just it's a progress of going to Ireland. Remember I said he had some children? And it was kind of a little...
Oh, yeah. And I thought he was afraid, right?
Yes.
Okay. Has he come around? I mean, have...
Very much so, she says. Very much so.
Doesn't he have a daughter with special needs or...
It's got two daughters with special needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What would you like me to take a look at for you?
Yes, please. I'm just brother, sister, and that's it. And I'll leave you off because it's busy and I don't want people waiting.
Oh, it's okay. You can have two questions.
Oh, that we have to tell people. Ask them up front and be the best.
So would you like to know about the man?
Yes, please.
And your brother and sister?
Yes, please.
Yeah, if you ask him up front, it's going to work out the best when she lays the cards down. I got to mention my international shout out to Jeanette in Canada. Says she's in Mexico right now.
Oh,
so it's international and then some. So she's on an international vacation apparently.
She's down there on a mission, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, the mission. Oh yeah, well, but it could be a vacation if it's a nice place. But it's Mexico and there's a lot of not nice places.
Well, she gets around. She really does.
Yep, that's right. She's
I went to Mexico. I stayed in Cancun.
She said that too, yeah. Mm. Oh, so she went to a vacation hotspot. Yes, indeed.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, the Bahamas are certainly having their problems with murders and, robberies. I mean, these cruise ships are tending to avoid going there now because there's so much crime. So much crime.
Well, Mexico's got its share of crime, but they usually try to keep it out of the resort cities.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Well, there's something big on his mind. He shared it with you. Not yet. Well, it's leaving him with a heavy heart. And I think he'd like to open up to you and confide. You may have to kind of pave the way a little bit by asking him, are you doing
have
all
you
right?
Go ahead. Have you any idea what it is? Have you any inkling what it might be?
I get the feeling that emotionally he has a very hard time having a positive point of view. I mean, he's suffered a lot. Yeah, and it's hard for him to trust, hard to him to believe he deserves, love. That's a big one. So it really doesn't hurt to give love to people freely without expectation, because that will... If you were to be the one to express that, he's going to come to believe you. And by believing you, it'll help start a chain reaction with the other issues, trust, stability. I just think he feels screwed in general. Those daughters are not easy to find a stepmother for,
Yeah, he's very emotionally intelligent around the kids. You know, that's a very typical thing. He's very protective of them at all costs.
Sure.
I sense that when you've discussed, the lack of trust, the abandonment.
Of the wife or the woman, the mother of those kids?
The angels took her. She couldn't cope. The angels took her. Do you see what I'm saying? So...
And other women, once they get so far in, they'll just dump him and move on. They're looking for a good time or pleasant relationship. They don't want to have to get their hands dirty,
Yeah. So this is like loving someone until they can love themselves. So
sure. I do think it, and to give it, a lot of times people think, oh, she wants something. You know what? But if you do it freely, openly, no expectation. They need to get over that, because love doesn't always come with strings attached. There's not always a price tag to everything. So you could be the one who's here to open those doors for him. And it seems to me you care for him very much.
Very much. I told him.
Well, good. No. So that's what, bear that in mind with him. He's having a hard time. I think there's a lot of grief there, especially over the abandonment. But you know what? We all have to heal and move on. And I believe that you are the key. And your brother and sister are here. And I think that there could be a reuniting between the three of you. Now, it sounds maybe ludicrous right now, like, oh my God, but the potential is there. And the three of you could actually be, they're both looking in your direction, which is a lovely thing to me, because it means they're on the same wavelength. They're looking at you. They're going to want to make amends because they've done you dirty.
Big time. Yep. When you say they look at me, is it with the not adoration, but they, because I put boundaries in, are they looking at me with respect or do they want to hurt me? Is it with my diet?
I think they're over the whole hurting thing. you know, things can happen in people's lives we don't ever hear about, but it's an epiphany for them. They could have been walking together and went across an intersection on foot, and a car could have come within inches of running them down. Things like that. And then they turn the corner because it isn't right what they've held against you. And when somebody passes away, why everybody gets so greedy, I don't know. Must be in the human spirit.
Can I ask you one more thing about the man? Does he trust me? Does he love me?
I believe he does. But he's terrified that he invests and gets to the point to want to marry you, that you'll be like, oh, heck no. Yeah, exactly. You'll backpedal like there's no tomorrow. Give him time. I think he's worth it. You got men all over the place, but I think he's worth it.
This man is a very, very beautiful spiritual man he really is. He's very beautiful. And like when you meet someone like that, then you never, it's to an embodying encompass everything.
And you're not in his life by accident. There's a reason for it. And
we both say spiritual connection. Honestly.
I agree. Yeah. All right, Jim, what you got?
I have the subject of a healing angel card is clarity. I should put my glasses on. That's why I have the bastards out. All right.
You have clarity.
Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. It's almost like meditation. There's peace. There's clarity. A magical healing has just taken place, a gift from your guardian angel. So it's a clarity healing angel card.
Jimbo, do me a favor. Can you lift up that deck so I can, that oracle deck, so I can take a look at it? Which one is it?
That's the deck.
Healing angel card. Thanks a million. Guys, I'm going to get off the phone. Other people are waiting. You are amazing.
It's okay. It's all right. No problem.
And hear from you. And I swear, one of these days, getting over there.
Hurry up and come over.
All right.
Come over and see it.
Would love that.
And remember, this show gets posted on Facebook, so you can go back and watch the end of your reading and see this on the video, even if you didn't write it down or
it's
forgot.
It's on Blog Talk too, which they can.
Blog Talk isn't video.
Oh, right, it isn't. It's just...
But it's all right. Anyway, all right, thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you so much. Love and healing. Take care.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
And love.
Thank you very much. International shout-out to Suzanne from Scotland. The United Kingdom is representing us big time.
Oh, yeah.
And our brethren that are from Canada and Rachel on the other side of the world, they're all here tonight.
Sam, we did not have a live last night. No. And we will not have one tomorrow.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays are meh. Tuesday, Thursdays and Sundays are like meh. Can't count on that. Don't bank on it. You never know, but don't bank on it.
Yeah.
Monday, Fridays are for sure unless there's a problem.
We've had a wicked day. Often in the afternoon we think, well, let's do a show.
It depends, right.
Takes their mind off things. So
Thursday is probably a pretty good chance we're not doing a show.
Terry Sue, I know you're working hard with the e-book I gave you, I think it was, or you have a book. I just want to mention to you, be too affected by these early readings of yours. I mean, don't start thinking, oh, my God, my husband's wanting to cheat on me. These early readings are just for practice, so don't, you know what I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. In alternate Wednesday, we're going to go to area code 520.
How are you?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Well, I had to go to my PT this morning and some other stuff, and I ran into my neighbor, and he'd taken on, to use a Jimbo word, a project, he had taken on a project and he's finished today. And I kind of intersected with him yesterday very briefly. I had to pick up some forms at a location he was doing some volunteer stuff. And we had a very pleasant exchange. And then today he was telling me in passing, because I was rushing to my doctor's appointment, he said, well, we'll walk tomorrow, because we hadn't walked because he'd been working on this volunteer thing. I said, fine, just text me. So we talked again, and he said, I'm free all this week. I'm free. I have nothing scheduled. I'm just going to straighten out the house. And he kept saying that. And I don't know, I just find it very pleasant when we're pleasant with each other. And that's the lo and behold story, and I'm sticking to it.
That was a very short story.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had any drama between us.
Well, you know, if you don't have much interaction, you're probably not going to have much drama. So, yeah, there's a win-win there, I guess, a little bit, yeah.
We're very
civil. If you don't freaking mess with a tiger, it can't get scratched up. So,
yeah, but
you
got to remember, this seems to be the ebb and flow of your relationship.
Ebb and flow.
I
love it.
And it's the way it's going to be, regardless of how strong of a commitment the two of you make to each other. You're going to have to accept this about his personality. Yeah.
Well, when
go
I was
ahead.
Walking into the... Yeah, I was walking into the building yesterday where he was doing some work for them. I was kind of teasing him. He had his back to everyone and he was working. And I simply said to him, I called out to him and I said, don't talk to me, because it's kind of a joke. Like, I don't want him at my places of entertainment or where I go. And I've told him that. And I was kind of laughing. And so he, and then I went into the building, came out, and I talked to him again, and we talked very briefly, and I said, I have a doctor's appointment, and I'm running off. Anyway, you're right, Deb. I think you're right, you know? I think you're right.
Well, thank you.
About what?
About his up and downs, sideways, insides, all the different ways.
Well, what do you write about?
Yeah.
No,
well,
what do you write about?
Yeah, she
Deb.
Said, and he, you know, he.
Go
he,
ahead.
Yeah.
What about
his
episode? What did you say that you're right? I just don't remember. I'm not trying to be an FBI freaking investigator. I just don't know. I'm asking. What were you right about?
This is the ebb and flow of our relationship.
Oh, that part, what you just said, I got that.
Yeah.
You mean the pendulum
swinging
back and forth?
Yes, he's going to be needy sometimes and then be very
the
awful.
Fire and ice, like
yeah.
the Pat Benatar song,
yeah.
Fire and Ice or whatever, yeah.
Like Game of Thrones,
song.
Fire and Ice.
I don't
and
think that's
was,
not the song.
No. Yeah, it was a song of fire and ice.
Was it? Okay, I didn't know that, but I thought it was just fire. But okay, well, it makes sense too, because they had the Winterfell in the wall where it was cold.
All right, so what would you like
sorry,
me
Game
to
of Thrones people,
investigate
they don't know what we're talking about.
For you?
Just what, where, excuse me, what you see, what did the cards say within the next few days or weeks? Or?
All right, so she's looking at a short outlook here in the next couple of weeks, tops or less.
Yeah,
cards will still go down.
Have you been out?
God, yes. I mean, all day yesterday, it's part of what ran me ragged. From early morning, my girlfriend and I went to a neighborhood coffee. In fact, we went to Tammy's neighborhood coffee, and, you know, I knew he wasn't going to be there. He was at his thing, you know, he was volunteering. So we went there, and we had a good time, and then we went to the new coffee house, and then we went, where else did we? We were going to a lot of different places. It's like a whirlwind, and then I had to run to, yeah, and in answer to your question, I'm always out. And, yeah. I'm sorry? I can't hear you. wonder what's wrong with the voice. It's Ice and Fire?
And it played at the beginning.
Yeah, I played at the beginning, but it was there were no lyrics. Like, that was actually the real song with lyrics. But, yes. Anyway, all right, that was back to Lisa's reading. We wanted to interrupt her and confuse her, and we succeeded. God, Jeanette recognized it from Canada. She says, yes. Yeah, I like the non-lyrical version that they played at the Game of Thrones series.
When they were building those little...
And there was no lyrics. Yeah, they just played the
music.
All right,
I'm looking at these cards. I think that right now you are in a state of flux. And I say that because the cards are kind of jumbled up. When they get like that and it seems a little bit difficult to decipher the insights from them, it means that you're heading into a new period. You know, and it seems to me there will be new people that will be entering into your circle. Also, I do think you and this neighbor are going to engage in some work together. And it looks like it would be very good in the work sense, in that arena, you and he can work very well together. All right. I just think you should know that. The ups and downs, I don't know. I feel that the two of you are going to end up moving out of that building in the spring. When is your lease?
We have, we can come and go as we please. After the first year, you can, typically what property managers will do is they give you, you can come and go as you please.
Or
you're not locked
in. Yeah.
You're not locked.
Okay, so where you are, they basically go month to month, but they must require a 60-day notice, right, or 30-day?
Probably 30 days, because when we were at a peak one chapter many moons ago, and earlier on when I the first thing that we had conflict or whatever, I called the property manager and I said, and that was when I first landed here, and I thought, I don't want to do this. And it was our first combat thing between us. And I called the property manager, and I just made it really nice. I said, there's nothing wrong with him. It's all about me. And what can I do? Can I leave? Would there be a penalty? She said, no, leave whenever you want.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know. But I'm thinking something's going to happen with this structure that you're living in as far as it being completely, say, remodeled, being sold. Something's going to happen there. And we'll hope that this passes out of the cards because, you know, life is very fluid. So these cards can nail something. And then when the event gets closer and closer, it starts to kind of disintegrate. So right now I'd like to see that you wouldn't be forced to have to move. Okay? As far as the
okay.
view, it's more of the same status quo. But the more that you both can find a way to understand each other's, the way you are. I mean, because you're one way and he's one way. And learning to understand each other would help a lot. It would help a lot.
Yeah.
So, not a whole lot going on right now. I still think that you're going to struggle with him. As time goes on, it seems to be the pattern. And those of us that have been observing this for so long, it's how the two of you... get along, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
no, you're right. We do.
Yeah, and for some couples, that's where the passion is. It comes from the disagreeing, maybe the argument, going your separate ways for a while, silent treatment, and then when you come back, you know, it's pretty hot. Hot and heavy.
Well, and he was in my side of the house the other day, and He was doing some kind of little errand in my place, looking at the heater or whatever. And then he turned around, he's looking at my place, and his head is, like, swinging around, looking at my place. And I said, what are you doing? Like, he was taking inventory. And I had Valentine, yeah. I don't know, maybe I told you this story. I had Valentine-shaped balloons there. And I said, oh, well, here, let me give you one. I said, one was for me and one was for you, but we weren't talking. So he says, oh, yeah, continue telling your stories. And he always says that when, in other words, that I'm not telling the truth. And I gave him one valid, but it was the truth. I just kept them because we weren't talking. And
that's real snotty. Somebody says, continue to tell your stories.
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
Oh, and I call him on it all the time.
I would say,
you know,
continue to carry your ass out the goddamn door if you're going to talk like that. I don't give a shit where the fuck you're from. I don't care if you're from. I don't give a fuck.
That is, it's construction talk.
Whatever. You know what? You adapt. You adapt. You learn what the company you keep, you change how you talk. You don't have to talk like a shithead to people that aren't shitheads.
Yeah.
Is Lisa a construction New Yorker? No. Then don't talk to her like one asswipe. That would piss me off.
You know, I do tell them, you know, don't say that or don't talk. Deb, when we are having to move, and I do believe you that I don't see any sign of this happening, but, I mean, it is kind of, I don't know, weird a place. Do you see us standing out and going our separate ways?
No. I still think you two are going to go in the same direction together.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
But that isn't necessarily a celebratory thing, is it?
Well, they're going to have to work out how they're going to...
Well, you keep saying they're going to have to. What makes them have to do all these things?
Because they don't... Their personalities do not run parallel.
Okay.
Okay. So he creates a lot of the conflict between...
But they're not the last two humans on Earth, so they don't have to be together. They keep saying you have to.
In order to stay, if you want to know, were they going to go their separate ways? And I said, no. I feel they're going to have to work things out so they can, share the same living space.
Oh, boy, that ought to be interesting. Yeah, think it's interesting now? Get under the same roof with no walls and no freaking front doors.
No, we'd have to look for another duplex or something, some big old wall. We were looking at one place, and he was so excited about it, and I was supposed to go and find out the price of it, and I haven't done it. And he said, as long as there's – he was talking about an interior wall, and he thought it might be a kind of a duplex situation, but – I'm not really keen on, I should look at it. I should, it's not listed, but I could track down the information on how to find out. And it's vacant, and they renovated it. And, we could put an offer in. We could. I'm just so exhausted with my life.
What would be the shared spaces, or would you have your own spaces?
We'd have to look at the interior and have a conversation about it. I mean, I don't want a prison warden in my life, and nor do I at all want to be his prison warden. It would have
and that's probably your saving grace in this relationship. She doesn't, a submissive woman would be practically kneeling next to his chair.
Or you could part company and they don't have to worry about all that shit at all. Imagine that, if you parted company, you don't have to worry about any of that.
You know what he wants? I feel that in his heart of hearts, he wants to build a home or a duplex or whatever, but he'd like to build.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you guys have probably never just gone in discussion that way, but you might find out. I know it's a kind of a dicey deal. You have to find the property. You've got to get your services installed.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. But they do have packages. an ex-husband of mine did that. He bought a package, and he did a lot of the work himself, but they came in. They laid the foundation. They did the, when he had the frame up and all, they were the ones that sent over master electricians and plumbers.
Well, you pretty much have to be licensed to meet all the codes
but
that are out there.
He was able to actually do the interior work. And I think that your man there would love to do stuff like that.
Oh, especially for my kids.
Yeah, and, you know, some people really go that way and they make out pretty good on that. So I see the two of you staying together, but by God, that Queen of Spades will not go away. And she wants him, and she's a liar, big-time liar. So
I wonder if that's Tammy.
I've been thinking of it.
Megan. You know, Megan, we were at the coffee yesterday, my girlfriend and I, and my other friend was sitting there. We're all talking, and then she brought Megan's name up, and I thought, I wonder if Megan's been coming to these coffees. And Megan's the one that's married and brought him a dish to his house, his side of the house. And I told him, she's married. What's going on? She's married. I said, expect the past. Expect her.
Yep. One of those two. And I'll tell you, if he so much as showed any interest to whichever one it is, she'd walk over your body to get to him.
Sure.
But she hides. A lot. She's very manipulative. Okay.
Well, both Tammy and Megan. I'm discovering Tammy, you know, and I know she is. I'm discovering that. And then certainly with Megan, oh, my God, that frog is just a piece of shit. You know, what it is I don't like when women betray other women. You know, we all have our, there's a code, you know, code of the wild women.
There is, but we're competing on an elemental level for men. Yeah,
I think Megan is starving for him. You know, Megan is married, for God's sake. And when I first met Megan, I was going to this big party at a mansion, and she was going too, but I didn't pay attention. She came up to my car, and I saw her coming up the hill, but then I was grabbing the food tray, you know, when you take stuff to put on, and I turned to put my foot out door, and she was standing. She's such a gargoyle. See, I don't make fun of people's looks, but if they cross me. Anyway, so she's standing there inside the car door with the umbrella. It was raining. And I said, "What the fuck, man?" I was so startled. And I said, "What the fuck, man?" I said, "Get away from me." I just, you know, unfortunately, I'm sorry. I explained to her. She said, "I was just trying to help you." So that was our first encounter with each other. And then we both hugged it out in the middle of the party. My neighbor wasn't there. And so ever since then, it's been kind of stiff between us. Stiff, get the point? Oh, stiff.
Bada-bing, bada-bing.
But she's been after... I mean, I let them go at it, but guess, you know, when we go to parties, I disappear, I create my own fun space, and I have people around, and then he always, always, always ends up near me, sitting with no air between us, sitting close to me, and, you know, people say, "We like how you treat each other." Oh, yeah, come home and see what goes on behind closed doors.
Well, you know, people often have an open marriage where they do whatever they want.
I don't know about the word often.
No.
It's out there. I wouldn't say it's often.
What's his name? Will Smith and his wife. They've had one for years.
Okay.
The only stipulation is they're not supposed to fall in love.
But it still, I wouldn't say often. Just say it exists. Don't say it's as common as the cold.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you, Jim.
Why did you throw that out there? Why is that a solution?
What? That,
why would you even bring that up in open marriage?
Well, in the military, we know why they do it.
Why does it pertain to Lisa?
Because this girl is a liar and a cheater.
Okay.
Well, the cards don't know how to, they don't know how to define swinging as easily.
Okay.
And they still look at it as cheating.
Okay.
All right.
And I've told
so
about,
this,
right.
How does this pertain to Lisa?
Yeah.
How does this
I've
relate
told
to
about,
Lisa?
Right. Yeah, I've told them out, right?
Trying to get the neighbor to swing.
That's
with
all
her.
I want to know. That was the answer. Yeah. Okay, that was one. I said, what
well,
are you talking
I
about swinging for?
Them.
Oh, she is one.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Roger that.
I've told them I don't want to hear her name. Don't mention her name in my presence. I know how underhanded she is. And, you know, because at one of the parties that I walked right past, we had arrived on time, which was early. You know, usually people trickle in. And so she was talking to him, then she looked surprised. She looked at me and she said, "You guys are neighbors?" Like, oh. And then I just went and found my own little group, and they both ended up sitting by themselves in a corner. I was fine with that, you know. I thought, fuck this, you know, and I just made my own party, and people were saying, "Oh, you don't need to drink, that's for sure." And they had music there, and he came over to me and sat with me before the end of the night, and she came over before she was getting ready to go, and she slinked like she thought she was Marilyn Monroe. I kid you not. And she's slinking. She's drunk, and she slinks her arm around his neck. She goes, "Oh, you're going to the coffee?" And he says, "Yeah." And she says, "Oh, I will too." And well, Miss Frog then started to retreat without looking at me, and she knew me. She knew me from the past. And I said, and she kissed him, and I said to her, retreating back, I said, "Oh, you only kiss and hug the men, right? This fucking bitch is married." And so it game on between us. She knows I don't like her.
It's probably a past life reference, because a lot of times when we meet people in this life that just rub us the wrong way, it goes back over time.
Well,
you know,
it
goes to another. Yeah, go on.
I mean, I have this problem of I do jump. I have, unfortunately, post-traumatic stress. I try to contain it, but, you know, my neighbor has pulled tricks on me. My former relationship used to do it. People get a big kick out of my post-traumatic stress. Ah, you know, I scream or whatever. And I didn't have anything against her. I didn't know her from Adam. It progressed there because she was into my neighbor's whatever aura, bringing him potluck.
Yeah, bringing him potluck. What?
You got to back that up or you're not going to see the chat. That's why I never do that. Talking to Deb, yeah, hit that little arrow. You'll never see everybody else say it. Talk to you. All right, anyway, back there.
Yeah. Well, and remember something else. Those of you who have watched enough Jerry Springer.
The late Jerry Springer.
He is not the daddy.
That kind of. Yeah.
What'd you say?
What did you say?
He's not the daddy.
That's right.
No, that's Maury.
Yeah, Maury.
That's Maury Povich.
Men have never noticed two women are going at it like this. And the guy just sits there in the middle because he's eating it up. He's loving it. Two women fighting over him. Oh, he's getting a Woody for sure.
He's having another serving of potato salad. It was German theme night that night. There was plenty of potato salad.
It was German what?
It was German
theme night.
Oh, so there was some people brought a lot of sausage, a lot of bratwurst, a lot of schnitzel. Got some schnitzel, yeah, yeah. Das schnitzel is sehr gut.
Schnitzel.
All right, Deb, what do you got there for a summary?
You are going to end up moving together wherever that is. He wants to develop a business with you. I think that you would be the brains and he'd be the brawn. Okay?
You know, actually, I get what you're saying. And, you know, he's a pretty high intelligent dude, too. And he knows his stuff in that arena.
All right.
Yeah, we both can make good partners.
Yeah. All right. Jim's got something.
Her healing angel card subject is wisdom. Everything has a place and purpose. To be wise is to have great love, tolerance, and compassion for all things.
There you go.
Oh, well. For so potato salad and bratwurst and the gargoyle
German
woman.
Potato salad. Well, German potato salad is different than regular potato salad. I like it better.
But that woman, Tommy or Megan, whatever her name is, you have our permission to scratch her eyes out if you need to. Yeah.
You know, actually, I can go to war with women if need be, verbally, you know, and passive-aggressively. I know how to do that. Good. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't have a screaming fest with them, but I can be pretty passive-aggressive where, you can get it. You can get that spear in the back.
Well,
but I don't want to do it. It's not...
Well, you don't do it unless you have to, and I know that's true of you. We're going to have to call it a
night. Indeed. Thank you for holding, Lisa. She held for a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you. We shall talk again. Yes, you have a good night, and we're going to say goodbye to our blog talkers first, as we always do.
Yes.
How shall we say goodnight, Deb? What shall we choose?
Everybody, we will see you soon.